Spirit. Amen. Most of us know the Christmas story by heart. We cherish the familiar details, the baby laid in a manger, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds in the fields, the angels singing, and the wise men following the star. These images are beautiful and comforting. But on Christmas Day, the gospel does something different. Instead of telling the story again, St. John tells us what the story means. He writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." With just the powerful words, John brings us to the very heart of Christmas. Jesus, the eternal Word, who was with God and who is God, chose to become human. He entered our world and made his home among us. This is the great mystery we celebrate today. God did not remain distant or detached. He came to live with us, to walk our roads, to share our struggles, our fears, our sorrows, and also our joys and our hopes. Christmas, then, is the story of God choosing to be close. And yet, this mystery is far beyond our understanding, unless God himself makes it understandable. That is exactly what he does in Jesus. There is an old story that helps us grasp this truth. Long ago, the story says, a wise and good king ruled over his people. He loved them deeply and wanted to know how they truly lived. So he would leave his palace, disguise himself as a worker or a beggar, and visit the homes of the poor. He ate their simple food, listened to their stories, shared their hardships. One day, he visited a man who lived in a dark, damp cellar. He spoke kindly to him and brought him comfort, then quietly left. Later, the king returned and revealed himself, saying, "I am your king." The king expected the man to ask for a gift or a favor. Instead, the man said, "You left your glory to come to me. You ate the food I eat. You brought joy into my life. To others you have given riches, but to me you have given yourself." That story actually captures what John proclaims in today's gospel. The Son of God did not simply send help from heaven. He himself came. He became flesh, just like us, and lived among us. So in Jesus, God made himself understandable. Now, this is just one side of the good news of Christmas. In Jesus, God has come right into the middle of our lives. He truly is Emmanuel, God with us. And he is still with us today. He is present in his word and in the Holy Scriptures. He is present in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist. He is present whenever the community of believers gathers in prayer. And perhaps more challenging of all, He is present in one another, especially in the poor, the lonely, the sick, the struggling, and the dying. As Jesus himself tells us, whatever you did for one of the least of this, you did it for me. But there is another side of the good news of Christmas. If God now lives among us and within us, then we are called to make his presence known to others. Having received God's love, we are sent to share it. Having been gifted with his mercy, we are invited to become instruments of that mercy in the world. In a time marked by division, loneliness, anxiety, and uncertainty, people are still longing for Emmanuel, for God with us, for signs that God is near. So this Christmas, the greatest gift we can give is not something wrapped in paper, but the gift of presence, compassion instead of indifference, kindness instead of judgment, patience instead of anger, and hope instead of despair. You know, we are gifted in order to give. So may this Christmas season invite us to find small, simple, and concrete ways to make Jesus understandable to others through our words, our actions, and our love. Amen.